Do you dread meal planning because it seems like so much work? Do you find yourself ordering takeout at 5 p.m. again and again because you just don't know how to answer the ever-dreaded question, Mom, what's for dinner? Or perhaps you're wishing you had a simple, step-by-step system to whip up quick, healthy meals for your family so you can actually spend quality time with them instead of slaving away in the kitchen. Welcome to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blaga Gerson, your host and fellow mama of four who's obsessed with creating systems to solve the what's for dinner dilemma without chaos. For many years, I was doing it all wrong, making those frantic last-minute dinner decisions, relying way too much on takeout, and making far too many mad dashes to the grocery store, which left me feeling drained and overwhelmed. But then I realized I needed a simple, effective plan that would seamlessly fit into our hectic lives. A plan that I could stick to no matter what life threw at us. So in this podcast, I'll be sharing the exact weekly meal plans, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in just 15 minutes a week with no stress, pressure, or overwhelm, my friend. So hold off on ordering that pizza, mama, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive in. Hey, hey, my friend, welcome and happy Sunday. This is the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast, and I am so grateful you are here, and I hope you're doing so good. In this episode, I'm going to share a weekly meal plan and how to pivot when the seasons and sports change, and also ultimately your schedule. So thanks for being here. Are you an insider yet? This is where you get the recipes for these weekly meal plans. My friend, this is a game changer. It will save you so much time. You'll also get exclusive resources and trainings. And of course, you will be the first to know when a new episode drops. So you won't miss a thing. And you can become an insider and get all of these awesome goodies. And the link will be in the show notes for you. Okay. So a couple episodes ago, I dropped an episode about a new simpler meal method. And simpler was an acronym for S, schedule, I, inventory, M, meals, P, prep, L, list, E, evaluate, R, rinse and repeat. And today, besides giving you the weekly meal plan, I want to touch on the S of simpler. It's schedule. So I don't know about you, but as the seasons change, you're going from winter to spring. Do your sports and activities change too? Does your schedule change? I know mine sure just did a full 360. And sometimes this can be for the better or for the worse. You can be busier or your schedule could be a little bit more relaxed. But either way, you are going to have to pivot, right? You'll need to update your calendar with all the new things. You'll have to make a carpool arrangement. If you do that, you'll need to arrange meetings, etc. But did you ever think for a moment you also need to pivot and schedule your meal plan? So stick with me for a minute, okay? All too often I hear, I don't have time to meal plan. I'm too busy. Life is just crazy, busy, hectic right now. I don't know when I can meal plan. New schedules, new job, no school, like for us right now for this coming week. Despite the fact that we need to eat every day, somehow our meal planning part of our life has become so dreadful and we ignore it. And we think somehow meal planning dilemma will just iron itself out, right? We're going to open up that fridge and magically there's going to be a beautiful, delicious, healthy meal for us. Unfortunately, friend, that is not the scenario. And So that brings me to the simpler acronym schedule. But let's look at this lightly. The word schedule. Schedule is your meal plan fits in your life, my friend. Not the other way around. We're not doing it the opposite. Like we're fitting our meal plan into your schedule. No, we have our life. You have your agenda with all the things on it. And we're going to pencil in a meal that works for that day. Right? We're going to plan one meal per day. Right? It's inevitable, my friends. We have to eat. And we ultimately, at the end of the day or at the beginning of the day, we get to choose if we want to continue in chaos and order, or do we want to pivot and take 5 minutes in our schedule to plan so we can nourish our families with a healthy and delicious meal. It's totally up to you. You can choose to live in the chaos and feel the overwhelm and the stress of the dinner time rush, or you can just take a second and plan a meal and take out whatever you need for that meal so you are feeling prepared, calm, and organized. So just this past week, my life got turned upside down. My daughter had 2 dance competitions, one like an hour away for both of them. And then we had a funeral, and then my son started lacrosse, and his game was also an hour away. And just like that, by the change of the date, my schedule, our seasons, and sports changed overnight. And to be honest, I'm feeling a lot overwhelmed. But instead of panicking and just living with the stress and chaos that this whole new schedule already brings, because I feel like I'm just go, go, go. And then add on, hey, mom, what's for dinner dilemma question. I'm going to take a minute, take a deep breath, and just look at what I can squeeze in 5 minutes of planning. And I want you to do the same. We don't need, I know I give you a week worth of meals to help you. I teach the 5-meal method where I suggest 5 meals for the week. But listening to you people and my clients and my students, I'm learning that sometimes even 5 meals is too many. And I hear you because I am feeling that this week. So I want you to pick 1 meal for today. And pick 5 minutes of time where you can just kind of focus on picking 1 meal for the day. And I am going to do that on my drive. So whether you're the passenger and you can like write notes, or whether you're the driver, you can voice text it. It's a beautiful thing. You can just say, okay, Google, open up my notes, and you can just say what you need to say. And you know what? If you're anything like me, your schedule has already changed a lot, or it's about to, right? So embrace that. Take a minute to plan tonight's meal. That's it. What you got? Beef, chicken, pasta, rice? Can you take out your chicken breast before you leave to go to that appointment or that game or that recital or whatever it is that you've got going on? So that way it's thawed, and when you come home, you can just throw together a stir fry or make a delicious pasta dish that your family will love. Can you throw something in the Instapot? Right? These are things that you can ask yourself before you leave. I know it takes extra brain power, but you will be so grateful. So today, I want you to breathe. I want you to lean in and embrace your new schedule. Plan your meals around your life and do it 1 meal at a time. Meal plans are meant to be flexible, beautiful mama. And you are flexible. You are like molding like Play-Doh. You move forwards and backwards and up and down and accommodating all of the things. And you do it on the drop of a dime with ease and grace. And I know you're a schedule managing superstar or a mumager. That's what my kids call me. And I love it and I own it. I am a super mumager, right? And so are you. So let's own the meal planning part too. Hold off on ordering that pizza, mama, and pick a meal plan that you can make today. No, not a meal plan. A meal that you can make today with what you have. And with that, I will give you the weekly meal plan to give you some inspiration, to give you some ideas, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, so as I'm writing this, it was my daughter's 19th birthday yesterday. Any of you have 19-year-olds? I have a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old and a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. However, 19 is pulling at this mama's heartstring because That means she's like legal and she's an adult in all of our country, Canada. So it's a little bit hard on my heartstrings, but we will be celebrating her today. We're taking her out for dinner and buying her a beautiful ice cream cake. And I'm just so blessed, but I am feeling a little sad that my baby is 19 years old. Okay, sorry about that side note, but here is your weekly menu. Monday, we're going to have shrimp stir fry on rice. Tuesday is a roast with mashed potatoes. I figured I'd make this so I'd have leftovers for my hubby as he is leaving. And Wednesday, chicken burgers. Thursday, sausage and pierogies. Fridays, we're going to make your own pizza, pita pizza. The kids love that, and I'm just going to do it on the grill. And then Saturday, pulled chicken sandwiches and coleslaw. And then Sunday, we need to have some spaghetti because that's what my son wants, and he has a big game, and it's just going to work. Again, you need to make these menus work for you. If you have some preferences, you can switch them out and just have fun with it. And most of them are 30 minutes or less, so they're quick, delicious, and healthy. Thanks again for being here. I'm so grateful for you. And don't forget, if you want the recipes for the meal plan to save even more time and help reduce some of the decision fatigue around mom, what's for dinner, then be sure to become an insider. The link will be in the show notes. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and bye for now. Hey, beautiful mama. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another busy mama who may want to answer the hey mom, what's for dinner dilemma without stress, takeout, or mad dashes to the grocery store? Also, if you want to receive my weekly meal plans that will help you meal plan in 15 minutes per week and ultimately spend less time in the kitchen and more time with your family, check out the show notes on how to become a meal planning insider. I'm so grateful for you all, and I'm so glad you're here, and it fills my heart knowing this podcast is helping you. Okay, my friend, time to get my meal planning game on. No more ordering pizza for this mama, and I'll meet you back here for another episode. I drop them Wednesdays and Sundays. Stay tuned and have a blessed and beautiful week. Bye for now.